this video is intended to serve as a guide to people who are looking to get into Thomas Sowell's books. If you are here, I will assume that you know who he is already. I will have nothing to say about his biography or his life. Sowell has published over 40 books, and when faced with such an imposing bibliography, it can be difficult to know where to start or what to look for. In this guide, I want to break down Sowell's oeuvre into manageable chunks, and at the end, will give you my own personal top 10 Sowell books. I should say that while I have a lot of Sowell's books, as pictured here, and have read a number of other ones online and borrowing from libraries, I have not read them all, but I do have some idea of what is contained in each of them. However, before we get to the guide proper, let's look at the overall list and see if we can reduce this down a little bit before we even start. So, on Wikipedia, this is the total list of Sowell publications. There are 44 publications here in total. Now, a number of these are collected essays, that is, columns and other articles from Sowell's weekly syndicated column. I've struck those out here. Sowell is always worth reading, of course, but his best work is generally in the books, not in the newspaper columns. If you are wanting to get a flavour of Sowell, then the Thomas Sowell Reader from 2011 is a decent one-stop shop to get you started, but generally these other essay collections are inessential. I'm also going to strike out his two slightly random books on late talking children. This was just a sidebar or footnote, really, in his long career, and we can put them to one side. We can also strike out his autobiography, A Personal Odyssey, and his collected letter correspondences, A Man of Letters. Both are interesting if you're a big Sowell fanboy, but again, inessential. I'm going to strike out numerous older versions of books with multiple editions in the list. For example, Basic Economics is listed here 5 times. There is quite a bit of a difference between the different editions, and sometimes whole passages are cut in later ones, but as a general rule of thumb, picking up the latest one is for the best. Now, we've pared down the list somewhat. We are still left with 28 books, and that is still quite a lot, of course. But Sowell becomes a lot easier to approach when you realise that he effectively has 6 different types of book. And I will now run through these 6 general types, talking about individual titles as we go along. The first type is what I'd call academic economic theory. I've put a blue box around them here, and here they are. Economics, Analysis and Issues, Say's Law, Marxism, and On Classical Economics. These 4 books, from what I can tell, are all based on work Sowell did in the 1960s when he was doing his PhD and directly afterwards. They are somewhat drier and more technical than most of his other stuff, and would be of interest mainly to specialists in economics. I will say that if you can track down the section of his Marxism book called Marx the Man, it's in the Thomas Sowell Reader, and I believe someone has put an audio version of it onto YouTube. That is well worth a read, but generally these books are for the advanced Sowell Reader only. The second type of Sowell book are his introductory guides to the basic principles of economics. I'll put a box around them now. These are Basic Economics, Applied Economics, and Economics Facts and Fallacies. Basic Economics is an excellent introduction to understanding economics and should be essential reading for absolutely everyone, including those who are already familiar with economics. It's extremely clear and has a lot of real-world examples to illustrate the principles that Sowell describes. Applied Economics is more of the same, with a greater emphasis on considering long-run effects. Economic Facts and Fallacies has more stats and figures and teaches some basic principles of how dishonest the media are with statistics, and also how to spot such dishonesty for yourself. If you haven't, I'd recommend reading all 3 of these in the order listed here. The third type of Sowell book are his forays into political theory. I've put a box around them here. Now, of these, Knowledge and Decisions, strictly speaking, is a book on economic theory elaborating on F.A. Hayek's The Use of Knowledge in Society. But it feeds into everything else, since Sowell talks about the problem of decision-making in structures with perverse incentives and the importance of considering trade-offs in any calculation. In structures without proper feedback loops, such as academia or the civil service, for example, decision-makers are removed from the real costs and consequences of their decisions. It's a very interesting book which seems to underpin most of Sowell's other conclusions from this point on in his career. However, if you are unfamiliar with Sowell as a political theorist, I'd recommend starting with A Conflict of Visions, which together with The Vision of the Anointed and The Quest for Cosmic Justice forms a trilogy. A Conflict of Visions sets up the basic assumptions and general principles behind the two competing political visions we have in the West today. The constrained vision and the unconstrained vision. Now, I have an old video outlining these on this channel, which you can look at in your own time. It is an incredibly clear and clarifying book, which everyone with any interest in ideas should read. The Vision of the Anointed is a much more angry book by Sowell, but no less essential. Here he comes out firmly on the side of the constrained vision against the anointed. It remains one of the most blistering destructions of the political left ever written. Especially brilliant is how he charts what leftists say before and after a given policy is put in place, and then compares both to the actual results of said policy. It's another great one. The Quest for Cosmic Justice is more of the same, but focuses more on battling the specific crusades of social justice. It's very good, but possibly less essential than the previous two. Intellectuals and Society is a much bigger book and hones in on intellectuals specifically. He is talking generally about academics and journalists and their assumptions. This is also quite an essential Sowell book, which sums up much of his previous thinking all in one place. It's also one of the very best skewerings of the intellectual class ever written. The fourth type of book that Sowell writes are studies of specifically race, ethnicity, and economics. This is one of the ways he made his name in the 1970s, and these books are quite highly regarded within the economics profession. Now, of these, Race and Economics and Markets and Minorities are both quite technical. The former contains a lot of interesting statistics. The latter, unusually for Sowell books, has graphs and equations, including supply and demand curves. Probably the easiest of these to read is the book that made Sowell famous, Ethnic America, which does a fascinating job of tracking different ethnic groups, including Jews, Germans, Japanese, and three different ethnic strands of black people through American history, and seeing how each of them fared economically. It's a fascinating book. The Economics and Politics of Race is a follow-up that expands the analysis from America to the whole world. Intellectuals and Race is actually just a section from Intellectuals and Society split off into its own book. If you get the big second edition of Intellectuals and Society, you won't actually need Intellectuals and Race. And just out this year, Discrimination and Disparities is a shorter one, but it shows how multivariate analysis, that is, analysing multiple factors for a particular outcome, seldom substantiates the claim of discrimination on racial or other grounds. Which brings me to the fifth type of Sowell book, which are more concerned with demonstrating Sowell's own theory as to why there are such disparities between different ethnic groups all through history. Sowell thinks that most of it is down to culture, and dedicated a significant portion of his career to trying to prove this. Let's take a closer look at these ones. So, race and culture, migrations and cultures, and Conquest and Cultures form a trilogy, and he originally was trying to write just one book, but it ended up being so big that it morphed into three. These are really fascinating. He takes the same basic approach as in his earlier work, following different ethnic groups around the world, and looking at which qualities help some get ahead and which ones cause others to fall behind. He looks at the link between geography and peoples, down to the level of showing that people from the coast are different from people who live in the mountains within nations all around the world. He also looks at the process of cultural assimilation that takes place when people migrate or when they are conquered. All of this stuff is some of Sowell's best and most interesting work, but it is on quite an epic scale. Wealth, poverty, and politics sort of ties it all together with a bow and draws out the conclusions about global wealth disparities, and it is not a bad starting place if you're interested in this side of Sowell's work. But there's no substitute for reading the whole trilogy if you're really interested. I should also mention Black Rednecks and White Liberals, which draws out some of Sowell's theories about black culture in America, the real history of slavery, which is not just an American or a black phenomena, and he looks at why Jews have been persecuted throughout history, pointing out that other successful minority groups have also been persecuted. However, the essays in Black Rednecks and White Liberals are really just kind of York notes for the prior trilogy. Most of what he says there, he's already said in the bigger trilogy. Anyway, finally, there's the sixth type of Sowell book, which are his occasional studies, usually spurred by some topical hot-button issue. These are typically empirical studies contrasting the sorts of things that people say in the media with the underlying data. Civil rights, rhetoric, or reality is chiefly about Sowell's main claim that life was better for blacks in America before the 1960s than it was after it. Inside American Education is a look at the education system in the US and is probably quite outdated now, even though the general problems that he identifies have probably gotten worse since he wrote it. Affirmative action around the world basically replaces preferential policies with updated data and is a very interesting look at how affirmative action has failed wherever and whenever it has been tried. He goes to great lengths to show this. He shows the failure in Malaysia, in India, and in many other places, to demonstrate that the problem is not just unique to the United States. Affirmative action doesn't work anywhere. Finally, the housing boom and bust is about the 2008 economic crash and is an eye-opener if you thought that this was a problem of greedy bankers and deregulation. Sowell traces several government policies from the late 70s onwards to show how many of the issues in 2008 were the long-run effects of prior bad legislation, not least the push for banks to lend to people who were failing their credit checks otherwise. The general rule with this grouping of books is that you should check them out if the topic is of interest. Sowell is never anything but excellent, and he always comes armed with the facts regardless of the topic. Now, as promised, here's my own personal top 10. At number 10 is The Housing Boom and Bust, because it completely transformed my view on that issue. Number 9 is Discrimination and Disparities. Great little book that blows apart both the social justice warriors and the alt-right at exactly the right moment. Number 8 is Ethnic America. More than anything else, just a very interesting way of considering the histories of different people in American history. Number 7 is the Thomas Sowell Reader. So many great bits and pieces in it. I had to put it on the list. I really like his Ant and Grasshopper story. Also, several other interesting things in there that he doesn't really go into in other books, like his stuff on gun rights, as one example. Number 6, Migrations and Cultures. Fascinating, and you learn something that you didn't know on practically every page of that book. I really do like that trilogy. Number 5 is Knowledge and Decisions. Well, if Sowell was ever going to win the Nobel Prize, which he hasn't done to date, I think this book would be his best bet in terms of an original contribution to economics. So much common sense in there, and so much updating of F.A. Hayek as well. Number 4 is Intellectuals and Society. Now, as an academic myself, a lot of this book resonated with me. He's absolutely spot on in understanding the psychology of many intellectuals, and also in understanding why so many of them sign up to absurd utopian visions. Number three is Basic Economics. It's just one of those books that has the potential to be utterly transformative no matter who you are. It's so clear and also is jam-packed with interesting things about different industries and companies that you likely did not know before. One of my favorite ones is that he looks in one part at the history of fast food, you know, how White Castle in America started off with the competitive advantage in that industry, but then ended up losing out to McDonald's because the franchise model is better than a centrally managed chain. Number two is A Conflict of Visions, another one that can turn your world upside down. For me, it helped to make ideas that I already held a lot clearer. For you, it may actually encourage you to see what your existing views already are. Great book. And number one is The Vision of the Anointed. Strictly speaking, Conflict of Visions is probably the better book because it's more balanced, but I just love Unchained, full tooth and claw soul. He's never sharper than he is in this one. He knocks it out of the park almost every time, but in Vision of the Anointed, the ball never came down. Till next time. And a very special thanks to Sir Percy Blakeney, The Crimson Satyr, Time Stealer, Nuri Nelson, Macadamia, Rosie Alpaca, Kuzga, Holy Spatula, Bruno Liette, Tragic Vision, Michael Burt, Ginger Bill, Blake Barrows, Charles Vincent, and Edward Darrah.